Employee assistance programs exist, so why aren't employees using them? Bronwyn Partridge, Managing Executive, Insurance Cluster at Essential Employee Benefits, a division of Workforce Financial Services. Employee assistance programs, EAPs, and other health support services are widely available, but organizations frequently find that uptake of these services is limited. This is not because employees do not need help, but because concerns around confidentiality, fear of how they will be perceived, and a lack of clear communication prevent them from accessing support. Workplace culture and the relevance of the benefits offered also influence whether employees use these services. Simply adding more benefits does not solve the problem. Organizations need to build trust, communicate clearly, and ensure that support is relevant to their workforce. Why available support is not being used? EAPs are designed to support employees with mental health, stress, and general well-being, but usage typically sits at between 20% and 30%. There are many reasons for this low utilization. In many cases, employees are not fully aware of what support is available or how to use it. Communication takes place when the EAP is introduced, but there is generally no clear, ongoing guidance on how to access the services. There is also an element of perceived risk when it comes to EAP benefits. Employees may question whether the interaction will remain confidential, whether it could affect how they are viewed by managers and colleagues, and whether it may influence decisions around performance, remuneration, or career progression. If there is any uncertainty, employees will simply avoid using the service. In addition, many programs are viewed as generic. A one-size-fits-all approach does not reflect the different roles, stress levels, and workforce demographics within an organization. Where employees do not see the relevance of the support offered, they are unlikely to use it. Culture is critical. These barriers are also shaped by workplace culture, which plays an essential role in determining whether employees engage with available support. If EAPs are viewed simply as a compliance exercise, employees are less likely to trust them. On the other hand, a proactive approach to mental well-being, supported by leadership, will result in higher utilization of EAPs. Confidentiality is central to building trust. Employees need to know that the fact that they are seeking support will not be visible to managers or used in performance discussions. Without this, they will not use the service, particularly in high-performance environments. Employees should also be made fully aware of how to access support directly, without going through a manager or HR. Support that employees will actually use. Improving utilization starts with understanding the workforce. Organizations need to consider the different cultural, linguistic, and socioeconomic backgrounds within the workforce, the nature of different roles, and the specific stressor employees face. Benefits should be designed to reflect these needs. Intermediaries and product providers play a role in guiding this process by helping employers assess needs upfront, shape relevant benefits, and support ongoing communication. It is also important that EAP providers are positioned as independent, third-party services, reinforcing that the service is confidential and not linked to management. Closing the gap. Mental health challenges cost the South African economy approximately R232 billion annually, according to industry estimates. For organizations, this translates into increased absenteeism, reduced performance, and a negative impact on the bottom line. For these services to make a meaningful difference, they must be trusted, understood, and relevant to the workforce. When employees are confident, they can access support without negative consequences, and the services reflect their needs, uptake improves, and the value of these programs is realized, which then improves business performance as a result. Ends. Author at Bronwyn Partridge, Essential Employee Benefits Plus posts bio share on your socials.